Welcome to Add Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in Romans chapter 10, another one of these great, fantastic chapters in the book of Romans, and it will be read by our guest reader, Craig Warner, Executive Director of the Gideons International. Here are the 21 verses of Romans chapter 10.
Romans chapter 10. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For, being ignorant of the righteousness that comes from God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greeks. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I ask, does Israel not understand? First Moses says, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation. With a foolish nation I will make you angry. Then Isaiah is so bold as to say, I have been found by those who did not seek me. I have shown myself to those who did not ask for me. But of Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people.
I want to start Romans 10 with my journal in 2001 because I wrote a great chapter of Scripture. And I quoted verse 2, zeal for God without knowledge. And then I quoted verse 3, ignorant of God's righteousness, seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. And then I wrote in my journal, answers. Verse 8, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Verse 9, confess Jesus. Verse 13, call on him. Back in 1994, I summarized Romans 10 very shortly with these words, Jews failed to believe, though the message was there all along. They could have believed, called upon the Lord, and been saved. That statement probably does not just apply to Jews today, does it? The message of salvation, right here in Romans, has been here now for thousands of years, and yet people still don't believe. In 2013, I wrote, verse 1 could be a theme for me, not because of my position on the executive committee, but it has been a prayer of mine for years, to be a soul winner. Lord, hear my prayer. Stepping away from the journal for a moment, let me read Romans 10:1. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. Back to my 2013 journal. Many have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge of the truth of God. Zeal should be based on the Word of God, which is near us, in our mouth and in our hearts. Jesus is the way to salvation. Paul is opening the gospel to Jews and Gentiles based on faith, not the Mosaic law. Everyone can be saved. The summary statement, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We have been cruising through the book of Romans for several days now, and this chapter reminds me of something you may have heard of called the Romans Road. The Romans Road is a collection of verses that one can use to lead someone to saving faith in Jesus Christ. Though the Romans Road starts with John 3:16, all the other verses are in the book of Romans, so I would like to go over the Romans Road today. If you ever get a chance or want a chance to share the gospel with someone, the Romans Road is a great tool to use. So let's begin with the first verse, the one that's the most famous verse in all the Bible, John 3:16. You share this with someone. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And then you can just ask that person, do you believe God loves you? The next verse follows right along. It's Romans 5:8, one we went over a few days ago. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And you can share, yes, God loves you. He loves you so much, he died for you. And the next verse on the Romans Road is Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And you can ask the person, do you believe that you're a sinner? Have you ever done anything wrong? This verse tells us that all have sinned. And the next verse is Romans 6:23. It tells us the consequences of that sin. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So the consequences of us being sinners is death. But praise God, he has a remedy for that sin through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the last two verses of the Romans Road are right here in this chapter, Romans chapter 10. Verses 9 and 10 tell us how we can receive that free gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. So to receive that remedy for sin, that gift from Jesus Christ, we have to confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, and we will be saved. And the last verse on the Romans Road is Romans 10:13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So that's the Romans Road. And that can be used to walk someone through the plan of salvation. And when you get to the end of that, all you need to do is ask them, do you want to do that? Do you want to pray and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And the Lord reminds us in this chapter, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. In other words, those of us who get the chance to share the gospel with someone, it's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful opportunity that God gives us. And then that wonderful verse, verse 17 says, so faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. When you get a chance to do that, will everyone accept the Lord? No, this chapter tells us that. Verse 16 says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So no, not everyone will receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it is our privilege, our opportunity to share something like the Romans Road with those around us. Lord, give me the chance. Give me the opportunity to share the gospel, the Romans Road, with someone in my family or a friend or a colleague. And Lord, give me the boldness to pray through this and do this as you open the doors of opportunity. As this chapter reminds me, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Lord, use my mouth and my heart to share you with someone, maybe even today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.